Hello, everyone. This is Jay Dobbins on the Marvel DC Multiverse. We're now at episode 350, and I'll be discussing one topic, which is Robin gets amazing new costume as DC's official vampire hunter. So, there are still 6 issues left to go out of the slotted 12-issue ongoing DC vs. Vampires. But there's already an upcoming one-shot follow-up announced that is set to star Batman's ward, Robin, as the next Vampire Hunter. DC vs. Vampire Hunters, of course. The announcement comes with interesting timing as well, given the events of the most recent and 6th issue DC vs. Vampires, of course, so... But in DC vs. Vampires number 6 by Matthew Rosenberg, Danielle Nicolo, Simone DeMeo, and Otto Schmidt, the Bat family was dramatically shaken to its core. Not only was Nightwing finally revealed to be the elusive Vampire King, but he made his presence known by completely decimating his adopted family in more ways than one. First, starting with the head of the table, the Dark Knight, in easily the harshest death by ripping Batman's heart out of his own chest. Nightwing continues his assault by stomping Tim Drake's head into pieces, allowing a vampire Wonder Woman to bite and turn Jason Todd into a vampire, although Green Arrow kills Red Hood before the turn is complete, forcing Cassandra Cain to retreat with the remaining heroes and finally biting into Damian Wayne's neck himself. So, at that time, the fate of Damian Wayne seemed to be made deliberately up in the air. But thanks to a Twitter announcement, followed by Matthew Rosenberg showcasing cover art from Neil Gugge, it looks like Robin will rise again as a vampire hunter in DC's First Vampire Hunters, set for a May release. As cover art showcases, Robin will be getting a brand new costume to highlight not only turning into a hunter, but potentially turning into a vampire. Perhaps even more interesting than the tweet announcement itself is the follow-up tweets from Rosenberg, quoting, "Psst, Vampire Hunter can be read in two different ways," end quote. So, and it also says, he also tweeted that next month, let your local comic shop know, you need this. So, I'm definitely going to check that out too. That comic strip, because I haven't read DC Comics in a while. But anyway, so the implication that Rosenberg seems to suggest is that this Robin can be either a hunter of vampires or a vampire himself, who also happens to hunt him. But after the events of DC vs. Events of DC vs. Vampires number 6, the latter is very likely, even if the ongoing series has yet to determine Damian's fate after Nightwing's attack. While Nightwing did bite Robin, he didn't make a clear attempt to turn him into a vampire afterward. Unlike Jason Todd, there is no post-bite ritual for Damian Wayne. It actually seems as though Nightwing just wanted Damian to bleed out to death, not deeming him worth turning due to Robin's little temper that he brings up moments before biting him. So, even if DC vs. Vampires doesn't release another issue before the one shot drops, as of now, the seventh issue does not have a release date and may not come out until, you know, in April. So, or not until April, but in April. So, audience could get a panel in some shape or form that fills in the blanks on how Damian Wayne survives. So perhaps he just barely lives through the bite out of sheer luck, or somehow he manages to become a member of the undead despite Nightwing not turning him. So only time will tell as Batman's sidekick Robin becomes his own hero once DC vs. Vampires Hunters issue number one hits shelves on May 24th. So that concludes this topic. Feel free to visit us and like us on Facebook. We're available on the iTunes, Google Play Music app, Spotify, and of course YouTube.